listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a special news briefing. The acting PM says it's a really sad day for Australia after news this morning Olivia Newton-John has passed away, age 73. The Aussie icon died peacefully, surrounded by family in California after 3 decades of sharing her story with breast cancer. Richard Miles has told us she's left a legacy here.
This is a really sad day for the country, I think, for those of us who grew up watching Greece. There's a sense in which this is the end of an era and the world is a little emptier. But Olivia Newton-John was not just a fantastic entertainer, she was an incredible campaigner for research and care.
In recent years, she opened the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Treatment and Wellness Centre in Melbourne. The flags there are being flown at half-mast. Well, John Travolta has posted a picture to Instagram saying she made all their lives better, signing off with "Your Danny, John," paying tribute to their work together in Greece.
Sandy, tell me about it, Stern.
While Aussie singer and cancer survivor Delta Goodrum has also posted a photo of her hugging Newton, saying the whole world will feel this heartbreak today. Kylie Minogue paid a touching tribute, saying she's looked up to her since she was 10 years old. And The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.